JC2S, Part 1.
Number 9B.
So he goes on, Harmon says, this state of affairs is, to say the least, puzzling. Why is belief in the existence and significance of these phenomena so persistent in spite of the admittedly inconclusive nature of the scientific research findings? And why, if these are genuine phenomena, so we not know more about them? Part of the answer would seem to be that accepted scientific methodology is not well adapted to investigation of phenomena where consciousness as causal reality appears to be a central factor. Quite tremendous. So we can see that the world goes through the Christ retranslation, coming out of that traditional scientific method of verification only through sense testimony, showing, therefore, leaving, coming out of that physical paradigm into the mental paradigm. Every time a paradigm shift changes or a standpoint changes, the form of the method of investigating it has to change. So the world, through the Christ retranslation, therefore, as we see, comes out of a physical explanation of science. Well, with that physical explanation of science went a physical method of science. Verification from sense testimony. Verification from the physical senses. But as it moves into a mental explanation of the sciences, naturally the scientific method must change. And we have the normal scientists who want to stay with the old paradigm, with the old physical science and the old physical methods of investigating quote-unquote reality, and therefore do not want to change. They are stubbornly calling these new scientists heretics for wanting to bring out a new method of science. This is very disturbing. That method of science, of verification through the sense testimonies, has been there for quite a while. And so to have a new method come out, this is not easy, what the Christ is doing to the scientists and their method of science. And yet it has to, because when we get into the mental world, rightly so, as Harmon says, what are we going to do with all these phenomena of telepathic communication, clairvoyant viewing, levitation, teleportation, astral projection, all those things that go on within the mental realm? We don't deny it either. That goes on within the mental realm. It has nothing to do with the spiritual realm. But within the mental realm, which Mrs. Eddy says is just going to be hell let loose, sure, there's astral projection, and sure, there's levitation, just mortal minds or the human's mind control of matter laws. Sure, there's psychic mind reading and all this phenomena. Yes, of course, it goes on. Sure, we can be regressed back and figure out that so-and-so lived in 1500 and they're talking to us. Sure, through morphogenetic fields. All that, no, science, we can't deny it. That's true. It goes on within the mental realm. So they need a scientific method to verify their mental realm. It's not spiritual. The danger is to call that mental realm spiritual. It has nothing to do with the science of God. It's totally shut out from the science of God and the spiritual realm, but it goes on. Just as the physical realm goes on with its physical methods, so the mental realm goes on, and it needs a method, a scientific method for that realm. And Harmon is one to say, look at in this realm, which they think is spiritual or called reality, which we know isn't, but within this realm, he's saying we need some kind of a method, and that we're going to have to bring into that method intuition. What they called revelation, inspiration, dreams, association of thought. That's got to come in as a way of gaining information, not the physical senses. Do you see how they're going through a change? And therefore, it's quite an upheaval in the sciences. And as I say, some of these people are being excommunicated from their disciplines because they are heretics. Well, naturally, on this anomaly of intuition, inspiration coming into the scientific method, a new science will be born. That science, that mental science, the mentalism. So we see that Christ, therefore, is operating, bringing him out of a physical science and that physical method of science into a mental science, into its mental scientific method. That's happening now. But as we know, that has nothing to do with the method that Mrs. Eddy discovered. She is not of the mental realm we know now and not of the physical realm. It set her thought to work in new channels. That what she discovered was a spiritual science of the spiritual realm, from the standpoint of divine origin, divine science. And from that standpoint, there is totally different methods. Now, the scientific method from her standpoint is then, as she gives us here. I only want to say that the world does have an indication that there is probably something higher than even their mental realm. There is an indication that probably there is a spiritual realm, an impersonal mind realm, but it's only an indication. All right, then Mrs. Eddy gives us her method of, in the spiritual realm, which is way advanced of where the world is today, just trying to find out the method of science in the mental realm. She now gives us the spiritual method in the spiritual realm. Sure, through the Christ retranslation, the world will come and clamor to know the spiritually scientific method. Something of which is revealed into babes, revealed into those who have that Mary consciousness, that are willing to go forward, willing to see things from the standpoint of divine science, from the spiritual standpoint. So therefore, waiting will be this method that Mrs. Eddy has shown us is now the method of science in and out from the spiritual standpoint. That method of divine revelation, that we only go out, as we've seen now, from the mind of Christ. Only the mind of Christ is the standpoint from this new method, and that mind of Christ therefore interprets the universe, including man. That mind of Christ reveals to us its goal, causality, reveals to us the plan of being, the spiritual goal of being. It reveals to us the wholeness causality, the oneness causality. So therefore, it's only through the mind of Christ, through the method of the mind of Christ, can we understand reality. Can we fathom the infinite? So it will be only on the mind of Christ, the mind which Jesus had, let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, will the spiritual realm be fathomed. Will that infinite information of mind be understood? Will the field of mind be understood, with the field of spirit be understood, with the field of soul be understood, with the field of principle, life, truth, and love be understood? As we see now, never from the human mind or from the mortal mind, because in the third degree of the divine mind of understanding, of working out from these fields of information, mortal mind in the human mind disappears. And we're only out from the standpoint of the divine mind, which only lets the ideas of God multiply within consciousness. It's the only information field that is we're interested in. Therefore, from that standpoint of divine revelation of the mind of Christ, that mind reasons very logically, through divine logic, not through human logic, but through divine logic, and that divine logic is demonstrable, is brought out in life experience. So this now is the higher method that the Christ is bringing out through its translation and retranslation, the method that will be asked for in the world. Consciousness at the time of God's appointing, as we know now then that Jesus said, we know not what hour that I come. We know not what hour then that this Christ is going to reveal itself to the world. That, he says, we don't know. that is going to be brought out by science itself, not by us, that the Christ idea will appoint the hour or time that the world is ready for this scientific method. We know not at what hour it comes. We only know through prophecy that Mrs. Eddy has said that she believed the year 2100 would be the end. She said that mortal existence is too ridiculous to last that long, that reasoning out from the sense testimony just as too ridiculous, it isn't going to last. Already we see it isn't holding up in the world, and that the Christ retranslation is going on, and that when this breakthrough into the spiritual realm, asking for the spiritual method, happens on a universal basis of the 7,000-year period, Jesus says, we know not what hour it will come, but it will come. And he just shows that the method is here, that behold, the fields are already white with harvest. And as I said, Mrs. Eddy prophesied that perhaps the year 2100 would be the end of the retranslation. These things are prophecy, but the hour will come. And the platoons of Christian Science, she said, must be thoroughly drilled in the planar armament, in the planar categories of being, and will be. Hid with Christ in God, in sacred secrecy. So we can see here that this mind is mind tone, then is reveals quite a bit. It gives us, therefore, that whole point that science reveals in its first half, and its in its second part here, therefore, that science is revealed then gradually through a sevenfold method of discovery. So therefore, we can see, therefore, that the overall writing tone here has been that I learned these truths in divine science of the proposition that mind is all. And therefore, if mind is all in all, therefore, all is mind. Now, we just need to go back to the epitome for the subject. And so we see then that we have learned under this mind is mind tone that the divine mind is all in all, because she showed that quite clearly, that that was her proposition. And that if her proposition is that mind is all, she showed that that proposition is dimensional, that that mind and that mind is mind, which is all in all. Divine science brings out the only realities are the divine mind and idea, absolute Christian science, and these great facts are seen to be demonstrable in healing the sick. Therefore, all is mind and its idea. Therefore, mortal mind, she shows, is an error of consciousness, and therefore it set her work, her consciousness to work in the new channels, that mind is all in all. So we can see through the text, therefore, the verification of mind is mind in this epitome. Okay? Then we go on to the next point, which is mind is spirit. And there the epitome reads that mind's allness as good and the unreality of evil can only be discerned and understood spiritually. So we hear the main tone of mind, mind's allness, that all mind. So we hear mind in the epitome. And we hear divine science, mind's allness. As good spirit, and hence the unreality of evil spirit, the opposite of spirit, that mind's allness is good and the unreality of evil can only be discerned and understood spiritually, spirit. So you hear the mind to spirit tone. Mind's allness, which is good, spirit, and the unreality of evil, the opposite of spirit, can only be understood and discerned through the spiritual qualities of being discerned and understood spiritually. So now we want to see how that epitome is brought out in the text. So that is shown then here on page 109.32 to 111.5. We read it together. The three great verities of spirit, omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience, spirit possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual. These eternal verities reveal primeval existence as the radiant reality of God's creation, in which all that he has made is pronounced by his wisdom good. Thus it was that I beheld as never before the awful unreality called evil. The equipollence of God brought to light another glorious proposition, man's perfectibility and the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth. In following these leadings of scientific revelation, the Bible was my only textbook. The scriptures were illumined. Reason and revelation were reconciled, and afterwards the truth of Christian Science was demonstrated. No human pen nor tongue taught me the science contained in this book, Science and Health, and neither tongue nor pen can overthrow it. This book may be distorted by shallow criticism or by careless or malicious students, and its ideas may be temporarily abused and misrepresented. But the science and truth therein will forever remain to be discerned and demonstrated. Jesus demonstrated the power of Christian Science to heal mortal minds and bodies. But this power was lost sight of and must again be spiritually discerned, taught, and demonstrated according to Christ's command, with signs following. Its science must be apprehended by as many as believe on Christ and spiritually understand truth. No analogy exists between the vague hypothesis of agnosticism, pantheism, theosophy, spiritualism, or millenarianism, and the demonstrable truths of Christian Science. And I find the will or sensuous reason of the human mind to be opposed to the divine mind, as expressed through divine science. Quite a very pure tone coming in here to mind. Seeing that mind's allness is good and the unreality of evil can only be discerned and understood spiritually through that one valued logic of spirit. So we want to look now at the categories behind. Again, not interested in the nice little statements that we can quote, but what are the categories, therefore, behind this? What are the propositions? What are the conclusions being brought out? So we see here, therefore, that the tone of mind science being brought out through the one-valued logic of spirit. Under the marginal heading of God's allness learned in divine science. So we hear now mind's science brought out through the one-valued logic of spirit through the proposition that the three great verities of spirit, which is omnipotence, spirit possessing all power, omnipresence, spirit filling all space, in omniscience, spirit constituting all science. The conclusion that this proposition of the one-valued logic of spirit contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual. Quite logically, if spirit is the one valued logic, the all, possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, then therefore that contradicts forever the belief that matter can be actual. There's no room for it in the all in all, in the one valued logic of spirit. Then she shows through her reasoning with the equipollence of God. And here we bring up that term now, equipollence, as she brings it up in the text. And equipollence means equality of power. It means sameness of meaning of two or more propositions which differ in language but mean the same. It's equipollence, huh? The sameness of meaning. Equipollence is equality of power, meaning the sameness of meaning of two or more propositions which differ in language but mean the same thing. Therefore, she shows that equipollence by saying, all right, by my giving you the proposition that mind is all, in the mind is mind tone, and that mind is good, in mind is spirit. Therefore, the conclusion, by saying, hence the awful unreality of evil, is in the same language as saying that mind is all and mind is good. Same different language, but the same thing. If we have the awful unreality called evil, is the same thing as saying that only the reality of good mind is going on. So here we have that mind science being brought out through that one valued logic of spirit. And then the next point that is brought out, she shows then that this mind science, mind as spirit, is only spiritually discerned and demonstrated. That this mind science has a spiritual basis. How? By the method of divine revelation, right reasoning and demonstration, that comes in a strict order. She says, in following these leadings of scientific revelation. See, in following these leadings, that's in following the strict order. In following these leadings, so in following in a strict order these leadings of mind, their spirit is mind, in following the strict order of these leadings of mind, of scientific revelation, which is divine revelation, reason, and demonstration, that's in a strict order. We don't begin with demonstration, or we don't begin with right reasoning, that it's in an order of revelation, reason, and demonstration. That this is the ordered, spiritually, logical reasoning of scientific revelation, she says, which has illuminated the Bible. The scriptures were illumined and coincide with revelation, where reason and revelation were reconciled, where divine revelation and right reasoning are reconciled. And afterwards, the truths of Christian Science were demonstrated. And then she shows under this mind is spirit tone that no analogy exists, no mingling exists between the sensuous reason of the human mind. She'll talk about, here she presents sensuous reasoning. Later she'll talk about a sensuous philosophy and then a sensuous man. That on the sensuous reason comes a sensuous philosophy, which brings out sensuous man. By sensuous reasoning, we see now is that two valued reasoning of mind and matter, good and evil, of friction, reasoning. Reasoning out then from the senses, from sense testimony. She says, no analogy exists between that sensuous reasoning and the spiritually logical reasoning of the divine mind, shown in the tone of spirit as being that one valued reasoning, which we've just seen through the equipollence of God, the reasoning from mind, as expressed through divine science. So we see now how exact her work in the textbook is, how exact these epitomes are that we have in the epitome book, bringing out the categories. We see that what she said really was a scientific revelation, a revelation that came very, very exactly. See, that revelation, one, came very exactly in a very strict reasoning. And so this evening now, I would like, you see the method, and as I say, it's not the answers that are important, it's the method. Now, with the method that we have presented today, I would like you to take this evening to go on with mind as soul, mind as spirit, mind as soul, mind as principle, mind as life, mind as truth, mind as love, which we'll cover tomorrow, and also go on to the spirit and tone and soul. That take then that method that we've done today, as given on page 5 in the epitome book. What categories are indicated through these epitomes? So take the epitome as mind as soul, and look at that epitome as mind as soul, and ask yourself, what categories are indicated in this epitome as mind as soul? And then take the textbook and ask myself, how can I see the categories of mind as soul in the text? And then three, what is the logical flow and order of the development of these epitomes from mind to mind to mind to spirit to mind to soul? And then the same with mind as principle. The same method for that. And mind is life, mind is truth, mind is love. So that would be enough of an exercise this evening, though we'll go on tomorrow to spirit and hopefully to soul. That if we do finish up mind as an evening exercise in testing our methods tomorrow, we'll see how well we did in class.